Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
There are some great jobs to be found locally in manufacturing. Let's go in-depth with Jake Harson, a production manager at Weiler.
Jake, where are you from?
I'm from Knoxville.
Grew up here,
yep.
Born and raised.
Yep, grew up about just 12 miles south of Knoxville, just west of Columbia.
And what do you do at Weiler?
I am the production manager for the East plant.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So the production manager basically oversee the safety, the quality, and the productivity out of the East plant.
What happens? What's the magic of the East plant?
So in the East plant, we have our own welding department, our own paint department, and our own assembly department. We make four models of our material transfer vehicles. We make a model of a soil stabilizer, and then we also make two models of our rock drill.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with what Weiler does, but can you explain what each of those things, I mean, like rock drill, I guess drilling through rocks, is it that simple?
Yep. So I think they're used for several different things. Different customers use them different ways, but I think the majority of it is they'll take them into mines, they'll drill a hole, drop dynamite in it, blow it up, make big rocks, a bunch of little rocks.
Okay. All right. Well, we could go through every one of the pieces of equipment that you do, but they're all specialty pieces of equipment for mining and or road building. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. So our main thing here is probably the asphalt paving as a company. That's our biggest thing. So we make anything from material transfer vehicles, which is as simple as your dump truck is either dumping it in the front of this machine and it's running it up a conveyor and putting it into a paver, or they run it into a windrow and this machine will actually pick it up off the ground and put it in the paver. We make pavers. So several different sizes of really small to a pretty medium size paver for roads and county roads, parking lots, driveways, things like that.
Yeah, whenever I think about what Weiler does, I just have this vision of paving the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't know, that always comes back to me because that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they get their machines out on a lot of different places. I haven't been on a lot of the job sites. We did get the chance here recently when they were paving Highway 14 through town. They were actually using some of our equipment, some material transfer vehicles and our road wideners. So it was pretty fun. We got some of the group out to go actually watch it work. And yeah, they get to see a lot of different places. I know that they've used Weiler equipment on some NASCAR tracks and a lot of airport runways, and then a lot of just your highways and streets that you don't really think about.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jake Harson, a production manager at Weiler.
Okay, so what kinds of jobs do people do under your supervision?
We have a wide variety, but we have material handlers, people who just literally help us get parts and pieces from point A to point B, inventory control coordinators who are making sure that what our computer system tells us we have on hand is correct, and helping us get organized and keep parts in the right locations. We have welders, and weld techs. So you have your guys that are just welding your everyday things. Then we have a kind of another tier, which are weld techs, and they are building your more complicated, your bigger items. We have area managers, group leaders, paint prep people who get the parts ready to be painted. We have painters, assemblers, assembly techs, also have a quality control group that are helping us to make sure that our parts coming out of welding, paint, and assembly are meeting our standards or our standard work that we've put out there.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Welders, machinists too, I presume?
Yep, we have a lot of machinists. I think we've got about 85 people in our machine shop department. So anywhere from, you know, just like on this side of the plant, they've got material handlers, inventory control coordinators, but they have saw operators, bender operators. They've got people running CNC lathes, machining centers. Several different positions over there as well.
Well, and you showed me this one machine that takes this big rod of steel and lathes it down into this complex component of some machine. I don't know what it is, but it's just like space age kinds of things, lasers and computer programs and engineers, and it's just really neat stuff.
Yeah, no, it's we make a lot of really cool stuff and a lot of stuff that's got a lot of technology in it. Our machine centers and CNC lathes are top of the line. I don't want to act like I know too much about them because I would probably say something that the machine shop manager would cringe about. But they really do. They make a lot of really fun stuff over there that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we wouldn't have had the capability of making here, but we're just constantly getting more and more technology brought in and newer machine centers and really changed the way that we were able to operate and the machines were able to make.
Well, you told me that a lot of it's customized for the specific customer. If they want something one way, then they'll create a form.
Yeah, we're really customer driven. So, you know, if we have customers that are really passionate about having things made a certain way or they like changes made, we have an engineering department that's really hands-on and they work with customers directly through phone calls and meeting in person, and we try to do our best to make sure that what we're making is exactly what the customer wants.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jake Harson, a production manager at Weiler.
And so how did you rise to your position? When did you start and what did you start as?
So I've been here about 9 years. I started on third shift, actually, in the West plant as a welder. At that time, was right about the time when they were putting the 80,000 square foot addition on for the machine shop. So at that time, we were kind of going through a hiring boom and they were hiring quite a few people. I got hired on there on third shift and kind of just stuck to my guns and made it to first shift after about a year. And I got put on welding a lot of the material transfer vehicle stuff, some of the big machines. And after I was back there for a couple years, I moved up into a weld tech position. And then from there, I went to the group leader over welding. And out of there, I got hired as an area manager for the small all the pavers on the west side of the building. So I ran all four of our paver lines and our road grader line, the welding and assembly, for several years. And then about a year ago, this production manager role came available and I got promoted to it.
Okay, so that's like the American dream. I mean, you start, you know, as a young person, you come in, you get an entry-level job, and you work hard, you pay attention, you show initiative, and then you rise through the ranks.
Yeah, I feel really lucky and blessed the opportunities I've gotten here. I've had several really good bosses who've really, I don't know if they've seen potential in me or what, but they've pointed me in the right direction and kind of gave me some pretty obtainable goals that I was able to complete and keep moving forward. So I feel like I've really had a good run here and I'm pretty lucky to have it.
I've been in a lot of different places where they build things, and over the years, it's changed a lot from when I first started going into, you know, manufacturing plants and stuff. But here, the spaces are big. There's lots of safety. It's, you're rotating things for the welders. Make, instead of having a welder, welders like when I was a kid, have to climb under things. It's just, it's, safety seems to be a number one issue.
Yeah, it really is. It's something that we've really been working hard on, especially probably the last 5 years. But we really put a spotlight on it and trying to find, you know, things from the simple little things of keeping the aisles clear to ergonomics and the proper PPE that we need to be wearing. And it's something that's constantly changing, and it's something that we work on every day. I mean, our area managers and group leaders are constantly trying to find a safer way to do things or a better way. It's something that I feel like we're really gaining some momentum on right now too.
And there are a lot of good jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of good jobs, and there are openings, right?
Yeah. I think that, you know, if you look at our website, there's usually some openings. Sometimes, you know, it's not what everybody's looking for right away, because sometimes you might have to start off on an off shift or something, but it seems like the people who are willing to put the time and the dedication in, usually if first shift is what they want, they'll, you know, they usually get there. This year's been a little different than most, probably for most businesses, so we haven't had the amount of openings that we did this time last year, but there's definitely still openings right now.
Well, one of the, I'm not going to ask what people get paid. I guess that's their own business and the company's business. But all I know is when I pulled into the parking lot today, I noticed a lot of really nice big trucks out there. People are driving, and cars, people are driving nice vehicles. These are good paying jobs.
Yeah, I think, you know, Pat has done a really good job. It stays super competitive with Vermeer, John Deere, and there's a lot of competition right here in central Iowa for people to go. We have people that drive a long ways to work every day. I know of a couple people that live as far south as Cordon that drive here. And a lot of people that have been and worked in these different facilities, you know, and they come here for some reason or another. I don't know every specific story, but yeah, I'd like to say that we're really competitive with what we pay.
Is there sort of a corporate mentality, I mean, a company mentality about building things, success, integration of labor, company values, vision? Is there anything like that in some sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't have like a one great answer for that, but the thing I do think here is, I think that for the vast majority is, we have a lot of pride in what we do. We feel like what we make every day is really good. And, you know, when I, coming from a welding background, the one thing I always liked is when I came here, I always felt challenged. The welding department here, I've always said that the majority of our welders here could leave here and go to some of these other facilities and start out as a weld tech, because we don't have a lot of things fixtured. These guys are, they're building stuff with a tape measure and a square, you know, and we do really good with our quality for what we do, I feel like. So I think it's, you know, pride is probably a good answer for that, is what people think when they think of us.
Well, it's like, in some ways, like creating a work of art, and that you want it to be the best that it possibly can be, to, and where you've been able to express your creativity, and I'm presuming it's like that.
Yeah, and I know I've said it already, but we have a really good engineering department, and that's the nice thing here, is because our engineers work with our welders and our assemblers and our painters. If we have something that's hard to, if it's hard to make it a repeatable thing and to do it over and over, they're very willing to come out and work with our welders and our assemblers and, hey, how do we make this part easier to make every time? Because at the end of the day, our goal is, you know, we want all of our machines to be as close to the same as they can, you know, for each product line.
And so the employee is part of the creative process.
Yeah, to a certain extent, I think. If you go throughout our plant, you'll see we have these boards that are put up at the end of pretty much every line. And we use that board and we try to get our employees engaged to, hey, if you see something that we could find a safer way to do it, write it down on this board. If you think if you can figure something out quality wise, hey, we're always having the same hang up. What's something we can do to make it to change it so we don't have that? And the same goes for productivity. You know, if there's a better way, for the most part, the people on the floor know far better than the managers and the group leaders of what changes need to be made, because they're the ones doing the work every day, the hands-on work.
What's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is just, I really enjoy the challenge. I like that we're constantly changing. Some days it's a big headache, but it makes it fun because every day is different. I really like seeing when we get the finished product and it's loading on a truck. That's probably the most rewarding thing is seeing this stuff go out the door and feeling good about making a good product. We've grown a lot over the last 9-10 years, and you know, I think if you ask the vast majority of our employees, they like to work here. And you know, I think that's kind of the future of what we want this culture to be here, is we want it to be a place that people want to work. I think the people that are running the business and that are at the top are all people who want to be here and want to work here. And that's kind of what we're trying to achieve, is we want to make it a place that people want to be at.
Thanks to Jake Harson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.